The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more are those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but who cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. The further a society drifts away from God, the further it drifts not from an abstract idea, the further away it drifts from reality. I think sometimes people can take the idea there is a God, there isn't a God, and they can reduce it, you know, to the level of the substance of some college campus debate. But the fact of the matter is, God is the ultimate reality, and not to be in touch with that has real-world consequences. Reality doesn't care about your feelings. If you're not in touch with what's real, there are real-world consequences that, whether you believe it or not, it's like two cars drive towards a cliff. One driver thinks the cliff is there, the other thinks the cliff isn't there. Which of the two falls off the cliff first? Here's the subject of an entire other homily someday. The foundation of all morality is conforming our behavior to what's real. Now, the greatest reality of all is God. And to ignore that has some terrible consequences. Once I was preparing a young man for marriage, and the woman was observant in her faith, the man wasn't. And I was trying to convince the guy that your faith matters, and the happiness of your future depends on it. And he was like, "Well, you're into God and I'm not." And he said it as though we were talking about musical preferences. You're into jazz and I'm into rhythm and blues. But the fact of the matter is there are enormous real-world consequences. We're only going to talk about one today, and that is fear. Because if God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving, and I don't believe in that, that means I'm on my own in this life. Without God, this life is all there is. And when I die, it's all over. Not only that, without God, I live all my days in fear, because the world is a really dangerous, hazardous place. I am in control of nothing, and everything is potentially a catastrophe. It's no accident that atheist governments are totalitarian governments, and to control every little aspect of life, because us and our power is all there is. Here's a prayer meditation for you, sometime to think about. You want to know how deep your faith is? Just ask yourself one question. How deep is your fear? The two are inversely correlated. And the reason why I say all this is because the gospel today is Jesus giving his instructions to his apostles as he sends them out to preach for the very first time, and they're afraid. Because up until now, Jesus has done everything, all the preaching, all the teaching, all the risk, and they've just, sat back and absorbed it all like plants doing photosynthesis. But now it's time for them to step up and do something, and they're scared. They're afraid of suffering. They're afraid of persecution. Quite honestly, they're afraid of death. Jesus' message to his apostles and his message to us today is, don't be afraid. Now that's easy to say, but isn't that unreasonable? Isn't it unreasonable to say, just don't be afraid? It's unreasonable to the mind of man, but it's not unreasonable to God. Because here's the facts of the matter. Your safety was never in the things of this world. Your safety was always in him. Like the Psalms say, under the shadow of his wings do I find refuge. Now don't misunderstand when I say that. We use our reason and we do our best to act accordingly to protect ourselves with reasonable means. Heavy emphasis on the word reasonable there. You might have heard the story of the woman who's drowning in a flood, and she goes up to the roof of her house and she prays to God to be saved from the flood, and along comes a boat and she says, no, God will save me. And then along comes a helicopter and she says, no, God will save me. And then she dies in the flood and she says, God, where were you? And God says, I sent you a boat, I sent you a helicopter, what more do you want? Right? Reasonable means. But our safety is never in the things of this world. And the more we know that, the more we live our lives in peace. It's a very, very beautiful consequence based in reality. The question is how? How do we know that more? Well, there's some things you can learn about by study. If you want to know math, if you want to know history, if you want to know study, if you want to know science, open up a book. Open up a book and study. But it's not like that with a person. A person is known by experience. And the deeper we know God, the more we must experience him. That's why St. Bonaventure once said, you'll know God more by doing works of charity, by doing his will, than you will by studying about him, good as study is. How do we do that? Well, this is the mystery of prayer. The mystery of lending a helping hand in little works of charity. The mystery of patiently and trustingly accepting crosses that come into your life, especially the ones you don't understand. The mystery of the prayerful and worthy reception of the sacraments. The one direct encounter with the Lord that deepens all others. And the more we grow in knowledge of him, the more we grow in peace. Because knowledge leads to love, and like St. John said, perfect love casts out fear. There is an epidemic of fear in our society. And the only antidote is God. There is none other. And people can see that in you and learn from you. They'll scratch the surface. They'll say, I wonder what makes you tick. You're not like everybody else. Grow in knowledge of him, and we'll grow in peace that is contagious. Nobody knew that better than our Blessed Mother. Let's ask for her prayers to help us today and always. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.